our sins be like scarlet, to make them white as snow. Heaven, Father, we are mortal beings. We are needy people, Lord Jesus. We are weak in the body. But Lord, thou art our strength. Precious Father, we ask you this evening to forgive us for our sins and our trespasses. For we know that you are God who loves fellowship. And you promise us that wherever two or three gathers in your name, Lord, you will come and be in our midst. That is our confidence this evening. Lord, I pray that you stretch forth your healing hand and you touch those who are sick, those who are afflicted this evening. May your word come forth with power, Lord Jesus Christ. Anoint this service, Lord. May the Holy Spirit have the full preeminence. Wash us with your precious blood. Hide me behind the cross. Stand before your children, and Lord, may you speak to us, Lord. Remember those who are still on the way. We ask you, Lord, that you'll quicken their footstep. Any of us who are streaming with us this service this evening, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, may you bless them and may you give them their portion this evening. Precious Father, may you renew our strength this evening. May your presence be in our midst. May the Holy Spirit move and your angels take their positions. Thank you, Jesus, for thou hast heard our prayers. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, I will come this evening in the presence of the Lord. And I request all those who are seated behind, kindly, you come and occupy these front seats. There's no reason why you need to sit that far. And let us, tutulewamu, tuleme okulekawo miwato amasekati gafi. Amen. Yeah, I will come here this evening in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for coming, and may God bless you. Amen. Our pastor is not with us. We are aware, all of us, most of us are aware that he traveled, and he called me this some few minutes ago. He's already in Addis. That's why he's ministering this evening. So remember him in your prayers. Amen. Yeah. Before we take our seats, I just want us to read a portion of scripture here in Matthew chapter 5. I'll begin from verses 3. It says, let us read in the name of the Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the portion of the scripture we have read and other scriptures we will read, Lord. Father, you know that I have nothing to say this evening. I remember one time you came down and shut the mouth of lion when Daniel was cast in the den of lion. I pray that even this evening, Lord, may you come, Lord, and close my mouth from my own words. May the Holy Spirit come and echo this oracle unto your children this evening. Father, we thank you. We are trusting and entirely depending on thee this evening. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Yeah, God bless you. I was wondering this evening what I'm going to share with the body of Christ. It's always one of the hardest moments of my life to stand before the elect of the Lord. So I believe you came when you have prayed and when you are expectant. And if you indeed you prayed and you are expecting to hear from God, I trust that God will speak to you this evening. Amen. Brother Solomon. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah, this evening I want us to share.
We are going to talk about hungering for God. I know it has been preached very many times. I've also ever preached it. But I feel this evening, I feel to go that direction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, you know, hunger. When we are hungering for God, it's like a driving force that drives us. Amen. If you talk of fervent desire to please God, it moves together with that hunger. Because without that hunger, we are just ordinary people. It is that hunger that gives us that desire. You call it like today, I hear them saying that vibe, something that moves you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you look at people who are running a race, they don't just run anyhow. You pray for my half flu, and I've been battling with it, but I know God will give me the grace. Amen. Normally, when there is a race or a competition set, there must be a prize to be won. Amen. And that prize will be the driving force. When we go to school, we don't just go there to study and study and study. No, sir. But when we go there, at the end of the term or the year, every term or every semester, we get a report. Amen. Or a result. So when we are studying, when we are learning, bearing in our mind that by the end of, or after the end of this semester, we are going to have a result of what we have been doing at school or at campus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if they had made it that you just go and you study, brother, people would have not even bothered. Say, after all, you're just studying and studying and studying. Talk of a soccer game. They will set there a trophy. And then different team will come from different areas. Amen. We hear of different teams in the world. You hear of those who support Man U. Those who support Arsenal, Chelsea, and other teams. Uganda Crane. But all those people, they compete for something. Amen. And you find them undergoing training. They wake up in the morning. Sometimes they call it tease. They go for tease. They run around. They jump. The frog jump. They make some push-ups. Amen. To prepare them, to make their body, to make their mind, to make them ready for the competition. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that let the physical things teach us spiritual things. Amen. There is no difference. Because in the world, there is a spirit driving them. And in Christian fraternity, there is also the spirit moving us or driving us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if where we have read in Matthew chapter 5, verses... It is in verse 6. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Amen. If we don't hunger, if we don't thirst, we shall not be filled. So if blessed are those who do hunger and thirst for righteousness? What is the opposite of blessing? The opposite is curse. So if you don't thirst and if you don't hunger for righteousness, then you are cursed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This happened even to non-Christians. You find them looking for happiness. What makes them looking or go looking for that happiness? It is because of the hunger they have in their heart for those things. And our prophet tells us that is the real right hunger, but being perverted of the devil. Amen. That man is made in the way that inside his heart he has to worship. Amen. So there is a vacuum in his heart. Which that vacuum, what can quench that vacuum, what can fill that gap, it is only God and God alone. But the devil divert that hunger, and you find someone, go drink, that he won't forget his problem, he won't forget his sorrow. And then after being drunk for just some few hours, he will pretend that he has forgotten the sorrow. But I've ever found drunkard men crying again. Not tears of joy, that today I'm so drunk that I'm so happy. But regardless of that drunkardness, still they remember their sorrow. And you find them crying. Maybe because they've been drinking, that's why their marriage broke. And now the man has remembered the time he used to have at home, the fellowship with the family, and you find the man crying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the same thing. We are living in the time where there is a lot of things. There are many things that we are substituting with the hunger for God. Because we must have hunger for God. When a Christian is having conviction, when we have godly conviction in our heart, it will always drive us toward righteousness. Because the Bible tells us that we should be holy, because your Father in heaven is holy. So godly hunger will always drive us toward holiness. Amen. Because when we are holy, not having our own holiness, but God's holiness, God is happy with us. Amen. That is the reason Jesus came. Jesus never came that we should remain in our sin, in our bondage, in our shame, but Jesus came to set us free from the bondage of sin. Amen. So we ought to be free people. We ought to be people who are hungering and thirsting for God. Last Friday we talked about the soul travail. And if you look at this, it's almost the same thing, but just in another direction. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity in heart does not just come from nowhere. But the hunger of God purifieth our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we are hungering for God, we will be conscious of our sins. Amen. The hunger for God makes a Christian to acknowledge his sins. And when we acknowledge our sins, we repent. We confess them. Amen. Acknowledgement of our sin. This is where we look at ourselves. We look how short we are, how belittle we are before God. Amen. This is when we are seeing what God did for us, that we were undeserving. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God, because of his mercy, when he thought of us, he came down and redeemed us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hungering for God. You can, when you are hungering for God, or when you are thirsting for God, you will be in desperation. And you find that you'll find very few Christians with that desperation. The word is preached. Different ministers will come and preach. And you find you're not desperate. But each time God sends the message, each time God sends the word, God does not just move just anyhow. Amen. But every time God sends a minister, he has a reason. He wants to do something. He's speaking to somebody. He's speaking to you and me. Amen. And the word comes, and sometimes you find we are on tension, we are on our toes. But the following day, the fire dies out. Why? Because we don't have that hunger. We have to reach a point whereby each one of us, we build our personal relationship with God. We must be certain of God. We are having Christians who are not certain of God. Amen. They are not sure whether on the right, whether they are believing the right message. They are not sure whether they are going to heaven. They are not sure whether they are Christian. They are not sure whether they are saint. Amen. They are not even sure whether they are in a church. And when you are not certain of God, you can easily be deceived. Because you look at another organization and you will think that they are doing much better than you or us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But Jesus said, blessed is the man who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Without hunger, you cannot be filled. Without hunger, you cannot even cook food that mothers cannot. If mom is not hungry, and the children are not hungry, and dad is not hungry, do you think they will cook? No, they will not. And God, each time God comes, he always comes to feed the hungry souls. Amen. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. What is that flame? It is the hunger. Amen. Those men and women were hungering for God. That's why their hearts were on fire. It was bubbling in their soul. They were hungering. That's why time came when they were threatened and they were kind of losing their morale. The Bible says they went and gathered in one of the brothers' house and they locked themselves there and they prayed and they were refilled again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you see things are not moving, when you see that you are not hungering for God, you need to go into the closet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet refers to us as eaglets. He said God is the mother eagle. And when an eagle gets old, it goes in the rocks. And it revives its strength. Christian, we must have questions. We must be questioning our lives. Because this is the body of Christ is a healthy body. And a healthy body must grow spiritually. Because we are talking about spiritual matters. Amen. We know ourselves. We know whether we are overcoming or whether we are being defeated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We complain about busyness and tiredness. But that is typically a spiritual problem. More than a problem of schedule. Because you'll find that in such a case where we are desiring, you are desiring other things more than God. But you are saying you are busy. You see? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not talking about hunger and thirsting for busyness or our own personal things, but we are hungering and thirsting for God. Because after heaping all, it's God that matters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why Jesus says that what will benefit a man to eat the whole world? And by the end of the day, you lose your soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only the hungry, all the people who are hungering for God or are thirsting after righteousness, they are the only people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus says in John chapter 4, verses 14, whosoever drinketh of the water I give him will never thirst indeed. The water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. When Jesus gives you that water, you will not thirst for something else, but you'll be thirsting and hungering for God. And in John 6:35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life, I'm the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whosoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And remember, the Bible says in John chapter 3, verses 37, that on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whosoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, as the years are going by, as approaching the coming of the Lord, the way is getting narrow and narrower. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why you find that you used not to struggle to some extent, but somehow today, somehow you are struggling. Things are getting worse. Brother Branham, in the message, The World is Falling Apart, it says everything is crumbling. Nations are breaking. Politics is crumbling. Churches are crumbling. Amen. Look at the Pentecostal world. Sometime, maybe like in the YouTube, you go and see what is happening there. They are fighting one another. There is no life there. And we say in the message, the life is in the seed, which is true. But if the life is the seed, that seed must be identified. Amen. You must be having a sign of life inside you. In whatever we do in our daily life, the life of Christ must be manifested in us. Amen. And how are we going to see? These are things which are not just going to presume about or think about it. But these are the things which must be manifested. When Brother Swai is hungering for God, he will always be here. Amen. You will not force him as far as serving God is concerned. His way of worshiping will change. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because we have got the full package of the hour. And we are not just running anyhow. Like Apostle Paul said that we are not like people are boxing air. We know what we are talking about. When comes the Holy Spirit, you know what you are talking about. You know who He is. That the Holy Ghost, this is the passion of Jesus Christ in the believer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Others think that the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. You know much, much better than them. Others think that the Holy Ghost is casting out demons. Others think that the Holy Ghost is praying and you cry. But we are the people who know that when it comes the Holy Ghost, we know who He is. Amen. We know what He does when He comes. And we know how to get to Him. We know how to approach God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Where is that hunger? I remember one time we talked about returning to the first love. Brother, it is the first love which will give us victory. Because all of us, when we had just believed, we were too zealous. Amen. And God was happy. And Brother Branham tells us that the early church is the pattern. This message, the coming of Malachi 4, is to restore us back to the apostles. Amen. Restoring back is all not only the word, the power, the glory of God, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because we run without the word. We are in denomination without the word. And we were seeking God, not knowing that we had left Him in the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We were holding men's tradition. Yet God is in His word. But when the prophet came, he told us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And himself says that the church, the pattern, it is the book of Acts. But if you look at ourselves, people who are waiting for the rapture, and we look at ourselves with the book of Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles, we wear pima pima mu if you wear yourself. Because the Bible tells us we should make our calling and election sure. Each one of us, we know this. Amen. So my brothers, my sisters, what happened? And what went wrong? Blessed be the name of the Lord. David says in Psalms chapter 63, verses 1, that, oh God, You are my God. Honestly, I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My body longs for You in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Amen. Honestly, will I seek You. When David lost the joy of salvation, we are seeing David in Psalms 51 crying, oh God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. The joy of my salvation, the joy of our salvation is the fuel which keeps the believer to move. Because without that, but what I'm saying is that when a child of God backslide, it's not lost, but you lose the joy of your salvation. You become dry. You become carnal. When a believer is living in sin, he becomes carnal. What happened? That veil moves away. And then you remain dry when you come to church. 30 minutes you'll be checking on your watch. You'll be so anxious of the incoming messages in your phone. Why? Because you lost the joy of salvation. Yes, sir. When the minister is preaching, It's like you feel it's taking long. We know these things. I was reading that message the other day. You see, it's because that joy is not there. But get my brother. Amen. Get my man or woman who is hungering for God. Amen. Whose hearts are bubbling. It will be a different story. Even when you have only 2 or 5 in the church, it will be like the church is packed with the hundreds of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So my brother, my sister, if there is something that we need to we need money and other things, that is okay. But let God give us that hunger in our heart. God, fill me. God, cleanse me. Amen. God, bend me. Mold me. That should be our prayer. Shape me after your own image. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Others mistake this scripture and they think that when you are a poor person, you are spiritual. And sometimes they even quote this scripture. But it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the best way of learning prayer? It is by praying. Amen. The best way to learn how to pray is by praying. We go before God. God, give us that burden. There are times we say that without the birth pain, the baby cannot be born. And we are carrying the womb. We are carrying the seed in us. And the Bible tells us, as it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of his first coming, shall it be in his second coming? And we are seeing this in his first coming, the Word put on flesh. The Word became flesh. And was manifested among us. Amen. And Jesus said, as it was in his first coming, shall it be in his second coming? This same Word is putting on flesh again. Amen. And you and me, God is being tabernacled in us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He says that how much we pray, that I think finally, the matter of appetite, of hunger for God and all that He is and desire. We have plenty of food. Could it be that the church is the pool of Laodicea? The church has backslid and lost their hunger for God. We are not going with the flow of the age. We need back God. In fact, we need back God back in His church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The church has backslid and lost their hunger for God. And that is a very, very dangerous state. Praise be to God. May God give us that hunger. Because if we lose it, we are gone. What has kept us moving? What has kept me moving for all these years? Not that I don't make mistakes. Mistakes will be there. But inside your heart, something will tell you, you can make it. Try again. Press on. Amen. And then you get encouraged. And you rise up again. And you keep moving on. What has kept us moving for this time? It is the grace of God. That hunger of God in our heart. And we should not allow that to die. Believers, we ought to have appetite for Word 24/7. Because the moment the devil takes that away, you are gone. Amen. And only what can kill our appetite, what can kill that hunger, is the things of the world. You see, nowadays you don't need to go in the streets and do something weird. Maybe see naked women. You can even just, through your phones and computers, the devil has brought it close to you. And if there is something that is keeping us busy, so much busy, it's the gadgets around us. And sometimes it's very hard, it's very hard even to realize. The way I always weigh it, how much time do I spend with my phone? And how much time do I spend reading the Bible? And how much time do I spend in prayer? That's the only way you can balance that. You say, oh, you know, I'm doing business. Yeah, it's okay to do business online. It is okay. But after you are done with your business, then get your timetable for the whole week. Ichigamo chisome for how long? And that can tell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But get someone who is hungry. Okay, tuogere ku enjala ya bulijjo, physical hunger. A child can even fall in the saucepan because of hunger. Sometime at home, I see my wife, when the baby is hungry, she comes and grabs one, grabs here, mommy food, this one grabs here. It's because that kid is hungry. The body is demanding for food. Amen. And the physical things and spiritual things, they are just the same. You cannot tell us that you are hungering for God, you are waiting for the rapture, and you are not minding about your soul. You come to church occasionally. You don't know that, because if you're hungering for God, you will try your best so that you reach there very early. You will come singing praise. Amen. There are some people who come to church. They come watching their stuffs. When it reaches the church entrance, then it switched off the phone.